What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, babies? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's a new year. Can you feel it? I can feel it. Like, I feel great. I don't know about you, but I feel great. And I hope that you feel just as good. Oh my God, babies. And if you don't, after listening to this podcast, you will. Because y'all know I aim to please you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, babies, for tuning in with me. I love you guys down. You guys are awesome. You are the reason I do what I do. You already know. Babies, if you are new to the channel, my bugs, I want you to go ahead and hit that follow button. Hit that follow button and hit the notification bell afterwards to be notified when we drop these videos. These episodes will be every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as you already know. We are going to be hand steady, okay? Like, I know last week we were ghosts, but it's a new year. It's everything's intact. We have so many new things going on. Oh my gosh. But let's just talk about us, right? We're here for us. We're here for this sex. That's what we're here for. Let's get into it, babies. But before we do, like I said, hit that follow button. Y'all already know how I am. I'll be on it. I love y'all. Guys, last episode was rounds, okay? And I'm talking about rounds, like rounds. And this is going to just be part two to rounds, okay? So, you guys, I don't know about you, but we do have a message link. And I want to hear from you. I don't know about you, but I want to hear from you. So make sure you are hitting that message link and sending in those topics, discussions, conversations. Babies, give me some topics. Give me some ideas. Give me some of that good old thoughts you got running around in that good old brain of yours. I'm trying to hear it. I want to hear from you. Let me know what y'all think. Hit that message link. And if you are able to support the podcast, you already know, we open to it. But babies, rounds, rounds, rounds. Babies, babies, babies. So, I get giggly when I think about it because I love to, have consistent sex. Like, I mean, not every day, but I mean, that same day, multiple rounds, multiple times, multiple interactions. I fucking die for it. Cause, God, it's just first of all, after that first night, it's just the second night, it takes a little while. But that's the beauty in it. You get to enjoy the fuck, you know? The first night, of course, you know, you get that out, you drop that out, you know, push. Drop that out, get that out there. But that second nut is it feels like your soul's leaving your body. Yeah, a lot of people say, you know, the first nut is your soul leaving. No. Those nuts, those multiple nuts after that first one, that's my soul leaving my motherfucking body. Forget the first one. The first one, I feel like, oh, God, I needed this. Yes, yes. Even the second one, I might feel like, damn, he put it on me. But that, you know, after that, bitch. That's where it's at. Multiple sexual interactions is where it's at. I mean, let's get it in the kitchen. Let's get it in the bathroom. Let's get it in the living room. Let's go to my job. Let's do, you know what I mean? All in the same day. Anywhere we go, everywhere we go today, let's fuck. That's just how it should be. I mean, I don't know. Of course, you got a lot of days. It's 365 days in a year. So, of course, you got a lot of them days where you're not trying to have multiple. But them motherfucking days where you hitting that shit more than one, two. Baby, that's where it's at. That is literally where it's at for me. I don't know about y'all. I'm telling you. It's just me. And I feel like I'm more open to a lot of things. I feel like I'm more open to a lot of things nowadays. Y'all, before, it's a secret, but I'm gonna share it. I'm gonna just share it. So I always thought it was disgusting to get your ass ate. I can't even believe I just said that. Can't. But I did. I already let the cat out the bag. But listen, I used to think it was nasty. I used to think that shit is... Who does that? It's nasty for me to do it, yes. But to receive it... Bitch. Eat my ass. Eat it. I mean, it feel good. Like, the only thing is, when you do that, like, I feel like when you eat my ass, you cannot go try to counteract with my coochie. You can't. You cannot counteract with the coochie after you done ate the booty. No. Just like dick. You can't penetration. If you penetrate my asshole, which is not happening, listen, y'all, you can eat it, but you can't stick it. I'm sorry. I am not one of those girls. I cannot handle the pain. I'm sorry. I tried it with my husband. I cannot handle the pain. I cannot. I just cannot. I don't know. That, like, butt penetration is, like, a whole nother level. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how. I don't know. I just don't know. It's harsh. It's harsh as fuck. Harsh as fuck. Not for me. But, licky, licky. Yes, yes, sticky, sticky, you know, like, but, yeah, don't try to counteract it, like, eat, like, outside of me, I feel like you ladies, if you're doing this, even, well, I'm not gonna say even men, because y'all don't have, you know, both, but ladies, if you are out here getting your booty eating and your coochie, that's nasty. He better go wash his mouth. Get up from my butt. Go wash your mouth, and then come back and give me some head and at the, you know, right location, like, at the normal location, at the drop-off motherfucking location, the everyday drop-off motherfucking location. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to counteract my shit. I'm telling you right now, that throws off your fucking pH balance, all kinds of shit. And I ain't with it. I ain't with my pH balance being thrown off. I don't fuck with that. Ask my husband. My husband already know. Don't play around, baby. When you wake up in the morning, brush that teeth. Brush that mouth. Brush those jibs, them gums, that tongue, everything. The side of your motherfucking mouth, the top root canal of your shit, everything. Brush it. Brush that shit. I don't play that. Like, even me, if I'm giving head and I wake up in the morning, I'm brushing my jibs. I'm not trying to suck nobody's dick with my stink ass breath. And then next thing you know, every time I lift my head up off the motherfucking dick, sliding off the shaft, and have my hand counteracting with my motherfucking mouth, I'm just smelling nothing but fucking stink ass breath on my hand while I'm. Nope. I can't do it. I don't know how y'all do it. I just can't do it. I'm telling you right now, I can't do it. I don't know how y'all do it. I don't know why you would want to do it. It's nasty. Like, just brush your mouth. You got to get up and go to the bathroom as soon as you wake up anyway. And if you don't, I don't know who you are. I don't know. You just must be motherfucking from Planet 5 or whatever. I don't know. What do they call that? Is it? No, it's not Planet. What is it? You know how they 59, Route 59? I don't know, but y'all know that scary area where they say the aliens live at? That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah, that area. Yeah, you must be from there, because when I wake up, every single time, I have to use the bathroom. Doesn't matter. I have to use the bathroom, and when I go to the bathroom, I brush my mouth. Like, if I know I'm staying up, I brush my mouth. If I'm going back to sleep, no, I don't brush my mouth. But if I know I'm sucking dick before I go back to sleep, I'm brushing my mouth, and then I'm going back to sleep, because, you know, after sucking dick, I'm going back to sleep. But you know what I mean? Like, I just... Brush your fucking mouth before you out here giving people heads. That's nasty, okay? But, yeah, I just wanted to go ahead and, you know, tap in on that part two of rounds and a little bit of that, you know, oral sex. I mean, we did take it. I took over with oral sex because I just feel like, listen, like, if you're not brushing your mouth before you out here licking on somebody's pussy or dick, is something wrong with you, baby. Like, if you just woke up with that dragon breath and you could handle that motherfucker, like, because you, I mean, come on, think about it. Like, while you're sucking dick and you're counteracting your hand with your mouth, moving it up and down the shaft, and your hand is going to your mouth, hitting your nose and all that, bitch, I know you smell that. I know, motherfucker, you smell that. Ain't no way you don't smell that shit. I know you smell that shit, and that shit is nasty. And then if a motherfucker eat my shit, your nose don't touch the clitoris and the juices of my juices, and then your juices from your goddamn stink ass dragon breath, counteracting. That shit is nasty. No thank you. No thank you. I'm so serious. I will turn fucking head down. My husband already know. Don't play it. I will turn that bitch down. Down. But that's the end of this episode, babies. I love y'all, damn. Let me know what you think. How you suck that dick? How you be eating pussy? Y'all know I'm here for it. Babies, if you could support the podcast, the link is up above. And message me with those topics, comments, and suggestions. Love y'all. See you next episode.